Ain't that a blessing?
Yeah.
I tell you, turn to Luke 24.
Yeah.
I tell you, I wish I'd do all our churches a lot of good if people figure out how to get rid of bitterness.
Yeah.
It's killing more churches than any one thing in the world. If you figure out how to get rid of that junk, it's a God thing. You can't do it. Psychiatrists can't do it. The prescriptions can't do it. The Lord Jesus can't do it. Amen. Luke chapter number 24, Brother Gary, thank you for being obedient. That don't scare us, by the way. We got to think it's strange when it don't happen. I wish some of y'all could have been around when me and Brother Roger and Brother Robert was kids growing up in Pido. Brother Daniel, you'll probably remember them days. There'd be four preachers up on the floor preaching at one time. And you say, well, God's not the author of confusion. Confusion. It wasn't confusion.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, man, it just get on.
I like it.
Amen. 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 Good to be in church this morning. Amen. Luke 24. I'm going to read the exact same scripture that I read last Sunday. And it's tempting to preach the exact same message that I preached last Sunday, but I am going to recap it a little bit and then just add some more to it, if that's all right with you. The Bible said in chapter number 24 of Luke, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. You say, wait a minute, Easter's over. I told you last Sunday. I'm going to tell you again this Sunday. For me, it ain't ever over.
Yeah.
Jesus is not alive one day a year. He's alive every day. Amen. It ain't something we ought to break out a new tithe for once a year. It ain't something we ought to just get pictures for once a year. Amen. It ain't something we ought to have an egg on. That's crazy anyway. We are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus every week. Anyway, indeed. And they found the stone, verse number 2, rolled away. And the sepulchre, or from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed. I like that word. What's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, they walk in and they're like, "What? We just laid him here 3 days ago."
Yeah.
Perplexed. Again, nobody seems to be listening to what he's saying.
Yeah, that's right.
He told them time and again that he must die, that he would rise again. So they're perplexed. Thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. I bet they really blown away there.
Yeah.
And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen."
Yeah.
Watch what they said. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Watch this. And they remembered his words.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't say that, didn't he? I forgot about that message.
Yeah. That's right.
The Bible said, and they returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. Watch verse 11. The Bible said that their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Last Sunday we preached, Brother Gary, on believing the gospel. In this part of the story, or this portion of the resurrection story, we have the report where the ladies come from the grave that they have found empty, and with the message that they get from the angels, he's not here, he's risen. And the Bible said they heard their words, but they believed not. Whether you realize it or not, this is the very first rejection of the gospel in the Bible. This is the very first time that the gospel is given by human beings to other human beings. And the first time it's given, it is not received or not received, and it's not believed. And the ones that it's being given to, the one the gospel is being preached to, if you will, are none other than his closest friend.
Amen.
Those that had seen him do all of the miracles.
Oh,
those that had walked with him and slept with him and ate with him.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Those that heard him say, I will rise again.
Amen. Right.
They believe not. What a shame. What a shame to be so close to him and miss the message.
Right. Yeah.
What a shame to have every opportunity to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and somehow reject it. Somehow not receive it. That's a shame. Last Sunday, I had people raise their hand that got saved the very first time they heard the gospel. There was probably close to twice as many people in this room. You know how many people raised their hand?
One.
Brother Freddie Young was the only person who said, I got saved the first time I heard the gospel. It's usually the case. We hear it and hear it and hear it. I got saved when I was 19. Been in church all my life. I can tell you all about it, but I didn't know about it.
Amen.
Right. How old are you, son?
19.
Same age as me. Been in church all his life. I was at the hospital when the boy was born. Last Sunday morning for the first time.
Yeah.
He really heard
the
gospel.
Amen. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Jesus shows up later in Mark chapter number 16. In verse number 14, the Bible said, afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. And the Bible said, and he upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not. He upbraided them. He scolded them.
Right.
Yeah. He got home. How dare you not believe it after all you've seen and all you've heard?
Right.
And ain't nobody going to believe it. You ought to have it.
Right.
As much as we've seen and heard, we ought to believe it.
Amen.
Amen. Anyway, I'm not going to re-preach that whole thing. But they came with these ladies came and gave those disciples a little 3-point outline.
Yeah.
They did. They preached a little 3-point message to the disciples. They didn't believe it. I preached it to you last Sunday, and some of you still don't believe it. Here's what they said. He's alive. He's alive. We got good news, boys. We ain't got to hide. He's alive. They rejected that thing. They knew he had died. They witnessed that. They knew he had been buried. They witnessed that. They did not witness his resurrection.
Come on.
That's what they could not believe, was what they could not see.
Yeah.
That's what faith is, believing in that which we cannot see.
Amen.
But we know that it's there.
Amen.
Amen. The wind blowed at my house all day long yesterday, blowing that pollen up my nose, in my eyes, in my ears. Somebody say amen. I could not see the wind, but I could hear and feel the effects of it. I can't see the Lord. I can't see the Holy Spirit. But even this morning, as they begin to sing, I could feel and hear and see the effects of it.
Amen.
They said he's alive, but they did not believe it. Secondly, they said not only is he alive, but he's ascended.
Amen.
He's gone to the Father. He said, Mary, don't touch me. I've not yet ascended. He's gone to the Father. They're going to present that blood on the mercy seat for all our sin.
Yeah.
He's ascended. They said, yep, he's alive and he's ascended.
Yeah, brother.
They said, but that ain't all. He's soon going to be arriving.
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty much our message today?
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty much our gospel? He's alive.
Yes.
He has ascended. He's seated at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for you and I. That we know where he's at. He's in heaven, physically and bodily. That's where he is.
Yes.
He is alive. He has ascended. But thanks be unto God, it ain't going to be long. He will be alive.
Yes.
And here's our duty to believe the message,
yes,
to believe the report before he gets back.
Amen.
Amen. For the disciples, they got another chance after he came back. But for you and I, this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he comes back, it will be too late.
That's right.
He said to the disciples, to the 11, he is alive. He has ascended, but he will be arriving.
Yes, sir.
I want to say something about this message that these ladies gave. Those three little points. He's alive, he's ascended, and he's arriving. Let me tell you something about this message. It is a spiritual message. It's a spiritual message. I'm going to drill this into your head for a few minutes. It is a spiritual message. Would you agree?
Yes.
When the 11 heard the news, they heard the exact same thing, Brother Freddy, that the women did.
Yeah.
They told him exactly what they saw and exactly what they heard. They heard the exact same message. It's funny in a service like this how everybody will hear the exact same message.
Come on, Peter.
So many respond so differently.
Yes, sir.
Some sat there null and void. No emotion, no nothing, just blank stare.
Yeah.
They heard the same thing. Mary Magdalene was an eyewitness to Jesus being alive. She didn't just say, hey, I was down there at Publix a while ago, and that cashier told me that her mother told her that her aunt told her that Jesus is alive. She didn't say, I was down at the nail salon and the girls were talking.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. Amen. I was all high on the paint tube. Instead of walking in the place, we burned out.
Yes.
And we heard him talking. He said, I know. Mary Magdalene said, hey, I saw it.
Yes.
I ain't telling you some hearsay. I'm telling you what I saw.
Amen.
So what they heard, it was a sure report.
Right.
It was a sure report. It wasn't, I hope it's true. Maybe it's so. But then it was a sure report from her, from Mary Magdalene. It was a sure thing. It's him. I see him. I got to tell you something this morning. What you're hearing this Sunday, last Sunday, every Sunday before, and from every Sunday here on out, you're going to hear a sure report from a preacher who is sure about what he is reporting. I'm not telling you what I hope to be so. Hey, they heard this thing from somebody who believed it as a fact. And I said it last Sunday, I'll say it again. If he came and stood right there, right now, I wouldn't believe it anymore.
Amen.
Than I do.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Right this very second.
Right.
What you're hearing this morning is a sure report. I'm sure he's alive.
That's right.
I'm sure it's not a myth.
Amen.
I'm sure he didn't just swoon on the cross.
That's right.
Come on. Wait, swoon. What's that mean, swoon? That's a stupid word.
Amen.
That's what them bunch of God rejectors and Bible rejectors
say.
He just swooned on the cross. What's that mean? He passed out for a minute? Won't you say passed out, man? Swooned.
Amen.
They heard it from somebody who believed it. Who believed it. Let me tell you something. You're hearing it from somebody this morning who believed it.
Yes, sir.
I'm as sure as she was.
Yes.
I don't have a shred of doubt. And so you're crazy to believe that. We'll get to that. That's part of the message. We'll get to it, amen. It was a sure report, but not only that, it was a strange report.
Right?
Yeah.
They heard what they had to say, Brother Gary, and said, y'all crazy.
Yeah.
They took it as what they call it? Idle tales?
Yeah.
Idle tales. Just a bunch of old wives' fables or whatever. I mean, they said, they don't make no sense. Why not?
Yeah.
They'd seen it before.
Yes, sir.
They had said, this was not the first resurrection from the dead for this guy.
That's right.
If he done it for Lazarus, surely he could do it for himself. himself.
Yes,
amen.
He said it's crazy. Listen, that's what 1 Corinthians Paul said in chapter number 1 and verse number 18. For the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness.
Right.
This whole world thinks we're crazy.
Yeah.
But you're perfectly sane if you bow on the rug every day and pray to Mecca. You're perfectly normal if you think it's all right to blow up innocent people.
Yeah, come on now. Come on. Yes, sir.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
They say we're crazy.
Yeah.
Well, if that's crazy, sign me up.
Yeah.
I'm with the crazy crowd. Amen. Because I believe that sure report, and I believe that strange report. Hey, it is strange to ask somebody who's never heard what I'm preaching to you this morning to believe in a God they cannot see, to believe in a Savior that they've never seen, to believe that He died, buried, and rose again that they have not seen.
Amen.
It's a strange report.
Amen.
But it was a sure report.
Amen.
As strange as it may seem, it's still 100% sure about the report. Listen to this. It was a sure report, a strange report, but Brother Charles, it was a sinner's report.
Amen.
You've got to consider just for a second who they were getting the message from.
Dude, come on.
And maybe you ought to consider who you're getting this from.
Yeah.
Just one sinner telling another sinner. Woo! Let me say that again. Just one sinner telling another sinner where to find hope. One beggar telling another beggar where to get some bread. Verse number 10, it's clear that Mary Magdalene was part of that group. Mark and Luke both tell us that Jesus cast seven devils out of that woman.
Yeah.
That's a sin.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Everybody likes to categorize sin. Well, I'd say that's pretty up there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Joanna was another one. She worked for Herod.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening?
Come on.
They're getting this message from people who might not be so reputable.
Yeah.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe if the angels would have came and the trumpets were to sound?
Yeah.
Amen.
That they might believe?
Come on, bro.
Talk about that rich man. Hey. He said, send Lazarus. Go tell my brother. Surely they didn't believe one resurrected.
Amen.
They said, now they got Abraham and the prophets.
Right.
Amen.
Some today wouldn't believe it if an angel came.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You're
right.
They wouldn't believe it if a host of angels came.
That's right.
Stood in the heavens and proclaimed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Are you listening? That explained it away.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, the message never changes. Just the message.
Yeah. Right.
You said it again. The message never changed. It never has changed. And it never will change. It's just the messengers that have changed. And it started out with shining angels and bright apparel at the empty tomb. But thanks be unto God, they gave that message to a bunch of old hell-deserving sinners and said, go give it to a bunch of more hell-deserving sinners. Who better to tell a sinner how to get out of
it?
Amen. These ladies had a bad past, I would say. They had belittled positions. They're not included in the genealogies. They were not counted at meals or other events. Maybe if somebody they trusted and respected could have come and told them, they would have believed. Maybe if you heard it from your grandma.
Yeah.
By the way, I did.
That's right.
Great-grandma,
that's right.
On both sides. I got it from every which way.
That's
You better thank God you're born in a family that believes the Bible.
Amen.
Don't ever take that for granted.
Yes, sir.
What if somebody they respected? You think they'd believe? Well, that's exactly what happened to Thomas.
Right.
Thomas heard it from the 11.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas heard it from them who saw it.
Yeah.
They said, man, we saw it.
Yeah, bro.
He just showed up smack dab in the middle of us. There he was.
Yeah, bro.
I don't believe it.
Amen.
I don't care what y'all say. I don't believe it.
Yeah. Come on.
Right.
What I'm saying is this message is a spiritual message. Why didn't Thomas believe the disciples? You see, it was the spirit supernatural being that told the women. It was a resurrected Christ that told Mary Magdalene. But then it was left to sinners to tell the rest. What I'm trying to say is this gospel message is a spiritual message. You cannot get it without Him. Does that make sense? You cannot get it without Him. Ryan, 19 years old, just like I was, heard it over and over and over and over. But one day the Holy Ghost of God sat down in my life, and for the first time in my life, I said, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it's a spiritual thing. I don't want nobody to get mad at me, but I don't like this 1, 2, 3, repeat after me.
Come on now.
I don't like this. Pray this prayer with me. And if you prayed that prayer, just check this on card. I don't like that.
Come on.
I mean, it's a personal and a spiritual thing. I mean, you can get saved anywhere. You can get saved in the balcony. You can get saved on the back road. You can get saved in a car going home. You can get saved in my office, can't you, Brother Ryan? That works pretty doggone good. I'm not saying you can't get saved anywhere but an altar. I know you can.
Right.
I believe it's a spiritual thing.
Amen.
I don't think it's this little deal of, hey, would you like to go to heaven when you die? Well, sure.
Come on.
Yeah. We'll just say this, this, and this, dear Jesus, dear Jesus. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. Let me write your name so I can keep score in the back of my soul in the New Testament.
Come on now.
I think that's done more to confuse people over the ages.
Yes, sir.
Cause them to make a false profession of faith.
Yes.
It is not a mouth thing.
Yes.
It is a heart thing.
Yes.
That's what the Lord of God right there between His ears and the Holy Ghost drove it to His heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
This thing was a spiritual message. It's a spiritual thing. I believe, you correct me and you can do it from pulpit in public if I'm wrong, but I believe when my Uncle Ralph was sitting right back there and we thought he had a heart attack in church, and they had to take him out of here on the way in the ambulance. Brother Grady went to the hospital into the emergency room, and the doctor told him, I believe it was a lady doctor, if I've got the story, if I remember it right, told him that they saw more people coming in with chest pains from church than any other time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then am I close?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I remember the first time my friend that I grew up with, Timmy Malden, came to church. Brother Jones, he come in that old building, sat on that left-hand side. I preached my guts out. Got down the invitation, he got up and ran out the door. I called him and I said, What happened? He said, I'm going to the hospital, man. I thought I was having a heart attack. What that was, that's the Spirit of God. You can feel conviction.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, y'all just touchy feely. You can feel it. God sits down on that chest, buddy. I'm telling you, you feel the pressure of hell pounding at your door.
Come on.
Amen. I'm having an anxiety attack. Maybe it ain't. Maybe it's Holy Ghost conviction. I hate to know I pastored some of you for 25 years and you died and went to hell.
Come on.
Brother Mark preached a message up in Arkansas when we were together. Had 14 people get saved. He preached a little portion of it or a version of it in North Carolina this week talking about Peter walking on the water. He said, drowned 3 feet from the master's hand. Talks about people growing up in church. Good godly mom and dad. Dying and going to hell. Free thing from imagination. Wow. Heard the gospel all your life? It doesn't make you exempt.
Yeah.
There's got to be a time and a place where something happened in your heart and you believe it with all your heart. If you're doubting your salvation over and over and over and over and over, maybe you don't got it.
That's right.
And I ain't trying to talk you out of it. I don't believe in people getting saved over and over and over and over. I believe it really happens one time. I made a profession of faith when I was 6 or 7. But I really got saved when I was 19.
Come on, man.
I didn't know what I was doing. Just lip service. It is a spiritual message. But not only that, it is a what time? It is it's a scriptural message. The message of the resurrection is not just a spiritual message, but it is a scriptural message.
Yes.
There's Bible to back it up.
Yeah.
Later in this story, there's a couple who have just left Jerusalem, and they're walking on the road to Emmaus, and a stranger saddles up beside them and says, "Hey, why are y'all so sad? Y'all know who I'm talking about? These guys on the road to Emmaus, y'all remember?" And they said, "Man, you must be a stranger. Have you not heard?" The Bible said that he began to preach to them about himself.
Yeah.
You know what he did? I don't think he actually opened the Bible, because he was the Bible.
Amen.
And he is the Bible.
Yeah.
I believe he started over there in Isaiah and started giving them all the prophecy about how he would suffer and bleed and die and rise again. I believe he preached to them himself. He didn't preach to them the Bible.
Amen.
The resurrection is a scriptural message.
Amen.
Amen. It's not something taken out of context. I had one guy told me one day, Brother Robert said that there's no way you can be saved until you've given evidence by speaking in tongues. You can't make the Bible say that.
Amen.
You can't put 15 verses jumbled together and make the Bible say that.
Amen.
But you don't have to make the Bible teach you of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to make the Bible teach you as the way of salvation. It's plain. It is a scriptural message. And even though it was a scriptural message, listen, it's still not received. If the gospel could be found in something else, some kind of secular education, something trendy or viral, but you know what? It's not new.
Amen.
It's the same old message.
That's right.
That's been told for thousands of years.
Amen.
This is getting above me. You don't do it when I try to make it do it. The revelation has not changed and will not change without that. Lifestyle evangelism is not the way to heaven.
Amen.
Y'all know what that is? These parachurch organizations, not the way. It's the gospel way.
Come on, amen.
And we're going to preach the gospel as long as we got breath in our mouth.
Right.
It's that old, old story.
Amen.
It still works.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, the Lord said in Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 13, he said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." But in verse 14, he said, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." It was a narrow road in 30 AD. And it's a narrow road in 2018.
Right.
I don't care how many times Joel Osteen denied it.
Come on.
Larry King lied. There's still one way. Jesus still said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me." You say, "I get tired of hearing this over and over again." Well, it don't change. change. It's an unchanging message. It was a spiritual message. It was a scriptural message.
Hallelujah.
But listen, it's a sensible message.
Amen.
Say it again. It's a sensible message.
Yeah.
They saw. They touched. For them to have walked away and believed not, they would be cursed.
Amen.
They would have had to have been an absolute denial. That's worse than crazy. Denial, Brother Charles, is looking it dead in the face and saying, I don't believe it. Denial is sitting in a church building and watching God put homes back together. Watching God heal people of sickness. Watching people get off drugs.
Yeah.
I'm getting their children back.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm talking about something only God can do.
Yeah.
Walking away, you're crazy.
Amen.
That's denial.
Yes,
well, I think it's just coincidence. It's a pretty large coincidence. You've been around here for any length of time, you'd be crazy not to believe God ain't working in people.
Amen. Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Yes.
Yeah. Sister Ashley Hoffer's, what do you call it? Cancer doctor? Oncologist? Even they say, it'll be in her book that's coming out soon. Even they say it hadn't be God.
Yeah.
It hadn't be God. They told her, get a video camera and make memories for your child. You're dying.
Amen.
The medical science looked at you and said, it had to be God.
Yeah.
You'd have to be in denial.
Amen.
To get up and walk away from that.
Yeah.
Mary was an eyewitness making it fact. 10 disciples came to Thomas. 10 of his closest friends. As an eyewitness, and he believed or not. It's not so crazy to believe the gospel. It's crazy not to.
Amen.
John chapter number 20, Jesus saith unto him, talking about Thomas, he said, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Now watch what he said. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
Amen.
That's out of his own mind.
Amen.
There'll be some like Thomas. They won't believe till they see. Like the Bible said, every knee will bow.
That's right.
Every tongue will confess that he's Lord.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Then be too late.
Yes, sir.
You've got to believe this thing before he arrives.
Amen.
Before he comes back.
Amen.
Let's stand our feet all over the house this morning. Listen, this thing was a spiritual message. It was a scriptural message, but it was a sensible message.
Nah.
We're not out in left field on this. We're straight out of the Word of God. My heart's desire is not to make anybody doubt their salvation. My heart's desire is to help you make sure of your salvation.
Amen.
If we could this morning, let's just bow our heads and nobody looking around. Just